I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on August 5th, 2020. The Document Foundation has released version 7 of LibreOffice. While the update landed untouched by the proposed branding change that recently caused so much controversy, the Document Foundation did draw attention to the options available for business users in its release announcement. As well as improving compatibility with Microsoft Office documents, the update uses Google's Skia graphics engine by default on Windows and also boasts Vulkan GPU-based acceleration. LibreOffice now supports version 1.3 of the Open Document file format, which features the ability to encrypt and digitally sign your files. While Mac users will benefit from a brand new icon theme set, Windows and Linux users will also see a UI and theming refresh, along with many small functional improvements, some of which the Document Foundation highlighted in a video released in conjunction with today's announcement. After more than 5 years since its last release, a new version of the Pinter Bitmap Editor is now available to download. The no-frills multi-layer graphics editor aims to be a clone of the well-known Paint.net application and is available for Linux, BSD, Mac, and Windows. The new version introduces a tabbed view for managing multiple files, along with improvements to several of its drawing and image manipulation tools. While Pinter now requires Mono version 4 or higher, the project recommends that Linux and Mac users opt for the latest version of the framework, which was released last year. Red Hat has changed its certification rules in light of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The company had already extended its certification lifetime so that anybody due to renew their qualifications this year could defer doing so, and has now announced that it will be introducing remote testing for several of its most popular examinations. The certifications slated for remote delivery include its Red Hat System Administrator and Certified Engineer tests, along with two OpenShift Specialist examinations. The new regime will use a custom memory resident version of Fedora to host the testing environment, and students will need a movable webcam to be able to demonstrate to invigilators that they aren't receiving outside assistance. The OwnCloud project has released version 10.5 of its collaborative server platform. The update brings the ability for users to lock files to prevent others from making changes while they're being worked on, along with an improved background sync engine that is more effective at keeping federated instances of the platform completely up to date. The project has also changed how it distributes different versions of its platform and now offers a simplified choice of downloading either the minimal installation or its complete enterprise version, which users can try for free for 30 days after registration. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/184. We'll be back on Friday.